again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of Frank O'Connor, who was born Michael O'Donovan in Cork, Ireland, 1903. He wrote from the age of 12, though he originally wanted to be an artist. He just couldn't afford the paint and the canvas. He said, "Literature is the poor man's art." Joined the Irish Republican Army, fought in the Civil War. He was arrested, put in prison, got out, got a job at a library. Started writing stories about the war, made his name with a short story called Guests of a Nation, about a group of Irish soldiers becoming friends with the British soldiers they're holding hostage, only to learn that those hostages will be executed. Much of his work banned in Ireland, so he moved to the United States, where he published many stories in The New Yorker. His readership mostly American, but he said, "I prefer to write about Ireland and Irish people because I know to a syllable how everything in Ireland can be said." It's the birthday of Hank Williams in Mount Olive, Alabama, 1923. It's the birthday of Robert Brown Parker, Springfield, Massachusetts, 1932, who created a private eye named Spencer, who's also a gourmet chef and makes things like buffalo tenderloin marinated in red wine and garlic, served with fiddlehead ferns, corn pudding, and red potatoes cooked with bay leaf. The newest Spencer mystery entitled Now and Then comes out this October. It's the birthday of Ken Kesey, born on this day in La Junta, Colorado, 1935, author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 1962, after which he became a counterculture hero, a friend of the Grateful Dead, an anti-war activist. It was 15 years before he wrote another full-length book. His last novel was Last Go Round. He died in 2001. Ken Kesey, who said, "The trouble with superheroes is what to do between phone booths." And it's the birthday of the poet William Carlos Williams, born in Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883. A doctor in Rutherford, with an office in his house at No. 9 Ridge Road, who set out to write poems in everyday language about ordinary things. Williams, who said, "The goal of writing is to keep a beleaguered line of understanding which has movement from breaking down and becoming a hole into which we sink decoratively to rest." Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, lines from his poem Perpetua Mobile, The City. A dream we dreamed, each separately, we two, of love and of desire, that fused in the night, in the distance over the meadows, by day impossible. The city disappeared when we arrived. A dream a little false, toward which now we stand and stare, transfixed, all at once in the east, rising, all white, small as a flower, a locust cluster, a shad bush blossoming. Over the swamps a wild magnolia bud, greenish-white, a northern flower. And so we live, looking. At night it wakes on the black sky, a dream toward which we love at night more than a little false. We have bred, we have dug, we have figured up our costs, we have bought an old rug, we batter at our unsatisfactory brilliance. There is no end to desire. Let us break through and go there in vain, delectable amusement. City, whose stars of matchless splendor and in bright-edged clouds the moon brings silence breathlessly. Tearful city, on a summer's day, the hard gray dwindling in a wall of rain. Farewell." Lines from William Carlos Williams's Perpetuum Mobile, The City, written by a man in Rutherford, New Jersey, looking towards New York, towards Manhattan. From the Collected Poems of William Carlos Williams, Volume 1, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.